Radio Prague News.
A bout of freezing cold weather in the Czech Republic has led to delays and cancellations on the country's railways. Parts of Moravia saw 15 centimeters of new snow on Friday, further complicating the situation on roads. A 73-year-old pensioner was apprehended by police shortly after holding up a bank in Prague. A bout of freezing cold weather in the Czech Republic has led to delays and cancellations on the country's railways. One of the routes affected on Saturday was between the capital and the West Bohemian town of Plzeň. The Arctic weather, which saw temperatures plummet as low as minus 25 degrees Celsius overnight, froze switches on the track and caused other damage, delaying transport and travel. Other routes suffered similar complications, a railway spokesman said. Alternative transport is being provided in areas. Regarding delays, the first train to Nuremberg only left at 10 a.m. on Saturday after more than 4 hours' wait. The Pendolino from Bohemian to Prague suffered a 2-hour delay, and the EC from Prague to Vienna left 50 minutes late. Freezing cold conditions, which followed heavy snowfall earlier in the week, are expected to last throughout most of the weekend. Meanwhile, officials have asked motorists to exercise extra caution on the roads or avoid travel, if possible. In related news, parts of Moravia saw additional snow on Friday evening, as high as 15 centimeters in places. Snow removal crews worked under tough conditions to improve the situation in regions including those hardest hit by fresh snow, Zlín and Moravia Silesia. Motorists reported more than 1 hour long delays in traffic. Major roads are open and drivable but covered in slush in places due to highway salt and de-icing materials. The former head of the Christian Democratic Party and ex-foreign minister Cyril Svoboda will reportedly not continue in a post he held for 16 years, a member of the European Commission for Democracy Through Law, the Czech newspaper Pravo reported. According to the Daily, Mr. Svoboda's mandate ended in October, and the current foreign minister Karel Schwarzenberg is favoring a new candidate to replace him, 45-year-old Veronika Bílková of the Prague Institute of International Relations. Mr. Svoboda told the newspaper he was not surprised by the development, suggesting he did not have strong support from the current leadership. He stressed that the EC post was not a paid position. A 73-year-old man, convicted of a number of crimes before 1978 but with a clean record since, was arrested in the capital on Friday for holding up a Prague bank. Pravo reported that the suspect was apprehended less than 20 minutes after demanding money from a teller and leaving the premises. Witnesses kept an eye on the suspect and called the police, leading to his arrest. During the bank job, the would-be robber, who was carrying a firearm, fired one shot in the air to cow bystanders. No one was hurt in the incident. Police suspect the man may have hit the same bank 1 year ago. If found guilty, he could face up to 10 years in prison. And finally, a last look at the weather. Freezing cold conditions are expected to continue into Saturday evening. Sunday should see cloudiness and a chance of snowfall or mixed snow and rain showers in places. Daytime temperatures will range between minus 9 and minus 2 degrees Celsius. I'm Jan Vellinger, and that's the news.